It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey. She's the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, and I'm super excited that our pal and who is going to lead us on our wonderful cruise is here in studio with us, Chef John Ash. Thanks so much for being
here. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. I am feeling very lucky. This is the second time I get to see you this week, and I get to see you again tomorrow.
That's right.
So today we're going to be talking about our wonderful cruise, as was just mentioned at the top of the hour. Kathy told us some of the fun details, but this is so exciting. We're going from Athens to Venice on Oceania, and we're going to have a fun opportunity for you to learn more about this in person and meet Chef John Ash, Sally Tomatoes in Rohnert Park, coming up on next Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at 1100 Valley House Drive in Rohnert Park. Come by, have a little appetizer, have a drink, and learn more about this wonderful adventure that we're taking. It's an Adriatic awakening. And we're going to be going on the same ship we were on the last time with Chef John Ash, which is with Oceania Cruises, called the Marina. Oh my goodness. So tell us a little bit about why we chose this destination, this particular cruise.
The destination, we always try and be creative and think of places that are on people's wish lists. Mm-hmm. And the Greek Isles has always been on mine. I have not been there.
Yeah.
And it's always been a dream of mine. Plus, I like the history that's there of the old buildings. A lot of your history that you learned in school is all about Greece and the ruins.
Oh, yeah.
And plus you
mythology
have all the...
Mythology. Yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes. So I thought it would be a great itinerary. And then being a water person, I love the idea. Plus the timing to me is what really was why I thought it would be a great destination, because it's after most of the crowds leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as hot.
Right.
So you're not sitting there saying, I'm too tired to go. I'm just melting. I'm melting. Mm. You're not doing that. It's at a great time. It'd still be warm, but it's not going to be exhaustingly hot where you're just dying. So it was, Greece was the main catalyst. Plus we're also going to Kusadasi in Turkey, which it's been on my list of places to go. We go to Croatia and Montenegro. They are water destinations. And of course, as everyone who's listened to my show knows, I'm a diver.
Yes.
So I will be diving, or at least putting my foot in the water.
Yeah.
Depending upon how good the diving is. But you know, the ship from last time was also, that was another reason. I was looking for itineraries that were on the Marina or its sister ship, the Riviera, because those have the hands-on cooking stations, which we had so much fun with last time. I mean, it was really, I could have done like a four-hour class, but then we would have all had too much to drink by then. But it was great. It was a great ship and great itinerary, right time of the year, away from the crowds. It's far enough after the summer. We'll have probably less children running around because kids are back in school.
Sure.
It's got great
There's
time.
A lot of reasons to love this.
And don't you think that the size of the ship makes such a difference? Before we came on the air, I was asking you the question about some of these big ships that are out there, and your comment was that it's like going to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you love Las Vegas and you like the big, bright, flashy, this is not the ship for you.
Yeah.
Because they're building bigger and bigger ships, as everybody knows, and the ship becomes the destination. You could be sailing around in San Francisco Bay for 7 days and you'd be happy because the ship is the destination. Here, we want to see the country we're going. We want to feel, we want to meet the people. And you can't do that on a big ship, and especially on these little ports. I mean, you can't have some of those big ships that you hear about have to go to the major ports only. So this is about, yes, the ship is beautiful, but you're not just coming here to sail on the ship. You're coming here to see the countries that you're visiting.
Yeah, yeah. And can you tell us, Chef John Ash, about this destination in particular and why, in terms of the culinary aspect of it, why is it so exciting?
Well, it's sort of the most ancient of, you know, so much of what we know about cooking and ingredients and all of that stuff comes from this part of the world. It's really quite amazing. This is also probably where wine started,
right?
You know, that whole thing. So that there's a whole discovery part of that too. And we're just beginning to kind of learn about those in this country. They're finally beginning to be shipped here, but not in huge quantities of things. But it's mostly that. These beautiful, beautiful cities and food that most people don't know about. You know, they just are unfamiliar with, you know, the Dalmatian coast and all of the amazing places that are there and the kind of food that they prepare, which is really delicious. I think it's some of the best food in the world.
Wow, that's so exciting. And so when you think about what you're going to do for your demonstration classes, because we do get to cook with Chef John Ash on board the cruise, how do you sort of incorporate the food of the area into what you're teaching?
So it's incumbent upon me to do a little research, you know, to see. And it's not that I'm trying to cook the food exactly in the way that they do, but to certainly utilize ingredients that are commonly used in that area, and techniques to the extent that we can. And I have to say that we did this last year to a different part of the world, and most chefs that I've seen, nobody has hands-on. You know, you watch some person, demonstrate cooking, but it's for anybody who's ever taken a cooking class, you know that you learn by doing, and so it's really important to get your hands into it. And the stations, they're just so ingeniously set up. Everybody has their own stove, their own, you know, set of tools, and all of that kind of stuff. It's fantastic.
It's sort of like some of those cooking shows that you see on TV where everything's set up for you, like the
mise en place,
amount.
Right?
Yeah. But you're there. I mean, and they're telling you, oh, no, you need to stir more, or you need to whisk like this. Mm-hmm. And it's great dishes. I still can taste the Zabione in my mind, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to do that again, huh?
Yeah. Hey, good idea.
But
the idea
is we'll pick up some of the Greek specialties, which is great. Uh-huh. I love Greek food.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Greek food, and I love the pastries. And, you know, growing up, I do remember a very close friend of mine is Greek, and her mother's from Greece. So when we were in our teens and running around, we'd always end up at her house because Mama would say, come on in, and she'd always be cooking, and we'd walk out of there with full bellies, but the cooking was so good.
And it's more than a Greek salad, which I think a lot of people think, oh, that's Greek food, you know, feta cheese and tomatoes, and that certainly is a classic dish, but there's so much more.
I vote for spanakopita.
That's
a little stuffed like pastries with spinach and feta, and I mean,
buttery.
I love that.
Yummy.
I like domas. Domas, if people don't realize, I think came from Greece as well, which is wrapped in grapevines, and it's got some rice inside.
Grape leaves.
Yeah. Grapevines. Grape vines. We can stick some grapevines in there, too.
A little hard to chew.
Yes, so you'll have an opportunity to do these hands-on cooking courses as part of the KSRO Culinary Cruise, Athens to Venice, and this is happening in 2020, which sounds maybe like it's far away, but it really isn't. So in October 16th through the 25th of 2020 is your chance to join us on this culinary cruise. And do people join year after year? I know we've done a couple of these now. Are you seeing the same faces of people? That's so
it's great.
It's becoming an extended family. It was the core family, and now they've told someone.
Sure.
You know, that old commercial, you tell someone, you tell someone.
Right.
And it's growing, but the thing is, people are creating a lot more friendships this way, and there's a lot of solo travelers who go also because either the spouse doesn't want to go, or they don't have a spouse, or their friends don't want to go, and they're saying, I'm going. But there's a lot of solo travelers, too, so you won't feel alone.
Right.
So it's a nice way to travel with people.
You know, also, I think when you get to that part of the world, it's a great place either before or after the cruise to jump off and maybe explore places you've never been to before, right. Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And you can help them with that too, can't you?
Elise, how can you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's so much we could do before. I mean, there's so much to do, and I always suggest to people that they do come in at least a day or two ahead of time, first to get over jet lag. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to start your cruise and you're half asleep and you miss part of a port or you miss something. It's nice to come in at least a day or two before, acclimate, walk around, mm-hmm. just get a feel, you know, the smells, the sights that you see. And then when you get on the ship, you're rested, you're ready to go. And even at the end of it, you know, it's an overnight in Venice, mm-hmm. but I'm sure people are going to want to spend a few more days mm-hmm. in Italy mm-hmm. and maybe even, you know, go onward from there.
Wow, wow. And also, from personal experience, it's good to have a couple extra days padding before your cruise in case you forget your passport.
Mm-hmm. did that happen to you?
Oh my gosh, I felt like such an idiot. Yeah. I was going first to Iceland, and then we were going on a river cruise. Oh my goodness, I forgot I had my passport, but it was my old passport, my expired passport. So then I had to wait a day till I could, you know, ship my passport to myself and then get it. Oh, it was such a horrible thing.
You will be
thing.
Reminded not mm-hmm. to forget
your passport. I will never make that mistake again. I'm telling you
right,
that.
It takes only one time to
one
make that mistake.
Exactly. Yeah. But it is a really good idea. Give yourself some time because, you know what, you spend so much time earning that money just to go on this trip and saving up and planning for it. You really want to get the most out of it. So give yourself a little bit of extra
and
time.
We're about 18 months in advance, so, you know, you can do payment plans.
Yes.
That's one of the things that we offer where you can make payments, say every month charge my card $100 mm-hmm. or whatever that is. And by the time you're ready to go, you'll be able, the only charges you'll have are new purchases that you do when you're on your ship or in port. So
what does it cost to go on this trip?
Well, here, ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Okay. Starting price with airfare, $27.99 a person.
With airfare.
With airfare. So you're looking for 9 nights. You find a hotel that includes all your meals that's less than that. That's quality food. Now, I'm mm-hmm. not talking mm-hmm. fast food going, you know, $5 meals mm-hmm. here and there. I'm talking quality dining for $27.99. And it's a hotel. It's meals. It's airfare. You can't beat it, and it's quality.
I was going to say, you can't, if you were to just to buy airfare alone on your own, it would be nearly that.
Yeah. Airfare is about $1,500 if you're lucky, round trip into Athens and out of Venice mm. right now, and that's in coach, which is fine. You can't, there are options to upgrade
sure.
if you want, but if you're really on a budget, you can't beat the price and the quality. This is not one of those monster cruise ships. This is it's like going to a boutique hotel.
Well, and I think you've said on the big ships, you get kind of nickel and dime to death. Mm-hmm. You get charged for water, charged for whatever it mm-hmm. is, and it's all included here.
Yeah, that's the nice part. And you have the option of getting either a shore excursion credit, shipboard credit, or a beverage package.
Yeah.
So you can get your all beverages. You know, you can get, it comes with wine and beer at lunch and dinner if you choose the beverage package, mm-hmm. but you can also upgrade that for about $20 a person and have unlimited beverages mm-hmm. of any kind at any time you want.
That's pretty nice. We are talking about our next KSRO culinary cruise. It is the Adriatic Awakening, a 9-day voyage aboard the Marina on Oceania Cruises in October of 2020. And Chef John Ash is here to tell us all about the details and how much fun we're going to have. You should join us. Send an email to KSRO@travelwise.net, KSRO@travelwise.net, and Wise is with a Z. And you can learn about all the details. Plus, join us at Sally Tomatoes next Tuesday for a little mixer. I will tell you more about that in just a moment here on KSRO.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Tune in to Travel Tuesdays, April 30th at 12 noon, when Chef John Ash is live talking about our next KSRO culinary cruise with Oceania Cruises aboard the Marina, embarking on October 16, 2020 in Athens, Greece, and ending up 9 days later in Venice. This amazing 9-day itinerary will include the Greek ports of Rhodes, Ephesus, Santorini, Catacallon, Kotor, Montenegro, Zadar, Croatia, and ending with an overnight in beautiful Venice. While aboard, our Casserole listeners will enjoy an exclusive cocktail party and meet and greet with Chef Ash, more surprises to be added, and we'll have the opportunity to participate in hands-on cooking classes with Chef Ash on board. Listen to the podcast of Travel Tuesdays and Oceania Cruises at KSRO.com. For more info on the next KSRO Culinary Cruise with Chef John Ash and Oceania, contact Elise Corey at TravelWise, 707-935-WISE, that's WISE with a Z, or email KSRO@TravelWise.net.
Hi, it's Jeff Davis for Smothers European Volvo Cars and Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa. Needless to say, I appreciate this company of car dealers because, well, they've been a consistent sponsor of my radio show, On the Wine Road, for quite a while now. But please believe my sincerity when I say, if I had to buy a car, these two side-by-side dealerships would be on the top of my list. The people are easygoing, there's no pressure, the showrooms are modern and sleek, and it's always a pleasure to be on their lots. Between the two dealerships, Smothers European Volvo Cars and Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa, you have some of the finest automobiles in the world to choose from. The next time you're tooling around looking for a new vehicle, be sure to put them on your list. Smothers is a go local dealership and family owned since 1982. They're on the Corby Auto Row, SmothersEuropeanVolvoCars.com and MBOfSantaRosa.com. Tell them I sent you and you'll get a free cup of coffee.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays. I am Michelle Marquis, and we have Elise Corey from Virtuoso Travel Wise here, as well as Chef John Ash. And we do have a mixer coming up. It is next Tuesday at Sally Tomatoes in Roner Park, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is your opportunity to learn a lot more about the destination where we're going to meet Chef John Ash, to have a little nibble and a glass of wine or a mug of beer, and hang out and really learn about this location, because there's so much fun to be had on our wonderful cruise, Adriatic Awakening, a 9-day voyage aboard the Marina on Oceania Cruises, and possibly some perks if you sign up that day.
Always. Maybe? There's always perks. If you sign up usually within a week of the event, there's some extra added advantages. And our sales rep from Oceania will be doing a presentation, so you can see a little bit more than just looking through a brochure on what the ship's about and what makes them stand out and be something that we'd have Chef Ash even consider working with.
Right, yeah. Right. And you have, I mean, you've worked with cruise lines before, developing menus and leading cruises before. What is it that is so attractive about doing these events?
Well, partly it's meeting really wonderful people there. But I have to say, and this is going to sound like I'm adding a bunch of fluff or something like that, Oceania is just hands above, you know, any other cruise line. And I've been able over the years to do several cruise lines. It's just better. The restaurants on board are amazing. And that's also one of the adventures. You can try a different restaurant every night, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, which runs from Italian cuisine to a great steakhouse and all of these. And it's all under the, I don't know whether I would say guidance, but the godfather of this thing is Jacques Pepin.
Right.
And so he's worked with Oceania for a long time. So he puts his stamp of approval on everything. So
that's
great.
That right there has to tell you that the food is another level.
Mm-hmm. and you know, the nice thing on this ship, because people have questions about what's cruising about.
Yeah.
This ship has alternative restaurants. You have a main dining room, and then you have four different alternative restaurants that are complimentary for you. There is one that is Jacques' own restaurant, but there's also Relais Chateau restaurant, which is a private wine tasting, which is different, which has additional charge.
Okay.
But for the most part, there's Italian, there's Asian, there's French, and then you can eat at any of these.
Mm-hmm. That's so great.
So the little tip is that if you're going to go on this, as soon as you get on board, or even just slightly before, can you do that? Reserve these, or I think you have to be on board to do it.
Yes.
But that's the first thing you do is go reserve a place because they just fill up immediately.
You can do them online depending upon ahead of time, depending upon the category that you're booked in.
Okay.
So the owner's suite, which right now I'm sorry to say is waitlisted, but for the most part, those people have first opportunity to make their reservations.
Okay.
And then there's a cutoff, but you can still, as soon as the day comes, I encourage you to make your reservations. You can always change, but sometimes what ends up being left, if you wait too long, is really, really late or a large table. And if you want to have a nice, you know, romantic or a dinner for two, it's nice to be able to pick the time that you want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very fun. I got an opportunity. The one cruise I've been on, which was on AMA Waterways, not on Oceania, but it was fantastic to be able to have that fun little meal with all the different courses. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was in a super duper fancy restaurant. I mean, besides
Right.
Yeah. But and besides that, the food was amazing every day. So if you are a foodie, definitely go on this cruise with us. You're going to have so much fun. And tell us a little bit about shore excursions, because those really give you so much in terms of memories of your trip, being able to visit all of these great ports that we're going to.
You know, you can read a book and you can study, you can see a movie and you can get a feel for it. But when you're in the port and you smell. First of all, the smell to me is very important. You got off, the first thing you do when even you go outside, you go, you know, you're breathing in the fragrances, and whether it be flowers
in a
or
good way.
Food. Yeah, right. It's not like, oh, let me out of here. Yeah, it's a positive way.
Yeah.
So you're smelling, oh, maybe you'll smell like an open pit fire in the distance, or you'll smell fish because you're near fish markets, or you'll smell flowers. But that's what stands out in your memory. When you think about a place when you've been there, you can't experience that by reading or viewing seeing a movie.
Yep.
That's the one thing you can't. The cat that you saw running around and, you know, what it was doing, it's something, or that it comes over and is friendly to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just different experiences that you have. And, you know, meeting the locals and asking them, why are you doing this like this?
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's the value of the excursions, having somebody there, a guide, who can help you do that. Because you could jump off the ship on your own, but you'd spend a lot of time either getting lost or missing what you should really be seeing there, which is great.
What you should pay attention to.
And I'm always so impressed with the quality of the guides. They don't take huge groups of people. They take small groups of people, and they're very intimate. And you really learn what goes on in these
places.
It's
a great way to learn because, you know, the small groups is the key. You know, for those of you who are a little concerned about cruising, you know, this ship holds about 1,200 passengers. That's it.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So right there and then, you know, some of the larger ships you hear about are 5,500 and up. I mean, that's three of these ships, or almost four packed into
stacked
one
on
of their.
Stacked on top of each other.
Right.
And the nice part about, actually, I'm sorry I'm sidetracking from the shore excursions, but the nice part is if you meet someone that you get along with when you're boarding, you're online, you're getting on the ship, and you'll see these people again.
Right.
You know, it's not like you'll see them when you're leaving the ship because it's too large. And the nice part about also with this, you dine with whom you want when you want. So for the most part, you can say, okay, we're hungry. We need a table for eight. Mm-hmm. If you met a bunch of people, or if you feel like it, you go by yourselves. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to. I mean, the specialty restaurants making the reservations, you can also choose a large table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
And then invite your new friends. Hey, we have reservations on this day. Do you want to come join us? And it's nice.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It is so much fun to be in a different culture, to experience things, even just little tiny things like the way the signs look on the roadways, or the what the grocery store looks like, and what kinds of things, you know, people typically buy. And even like, I love going to grocery stores because it tells me so much about, like, you just look at the dairy section, you're like, okay, this is way different.
Well, also, the area that we're going to be in is loaded with markets, you know, street markets and things like that.
And
because I'm a food guy, that's where I had, you know, just to see what are they offering here.
I could always find you. I knew where to go.
And the danger with that for me, not for anybody else, is I buy stuff that it's like, how am I going to get this home?
Oops.
Exactly. Yes. But it is those tastes, those experiences are, there are things that you can't recreate at home. As much as you try, you can't. And so that's why this is so important. And the combination of the people that you meet, the smells that you're going to smell, the experiences that you have, the relationships with the people that are there, all of those things combine to make this so wonderful and something that really sticks in your memory, because everything feels very new. And those kinds of experiences that you're able to have when you travel, you can't really recreate anywhere else, and they stick so much in your memory, just make for really a fun life.
And you know, there's certain spices that you can't get everywhere. Right. I have one of the women who works with me at TravelWise. She asked me to get smoked paprika, so I found a store. I believe it was in Alicante, and I went in. She says, "Well, which kind?" And there were six different varieties. I was like, "I don't." I said, "Why don't you just give me a little bit of everything?" I didn't know that there were so many varieties. I'm sure you do. I had no clue. So they were spicier. I just bought a variety of them and brought them back. But that's the good part the fun. And she says, "Do you want to taste them?" I said, "No, I don't." You know, I smelled. Smell is always good, and I think that's what you learn when you travel. That you can't smell a TV or a movie. And but the shore excursions, you know, depending upon your interest, whether you're interested in food and wine and olive oils, or you're interested in history and you have to see every church or ruin that's been done, you know.
Yep.
It makes
really
a difference.
A yeah, exactly. And you have a choice when you go on board. So join us at Sally Tomatoes in Rona Park. Send an email to Elise and let her know that you'd like to join us. KSRO@TravelWise.net. KSRO@TravelWise.net. Thank you, Chef John Ash.
You're welcome.
You, Elise.
Thank you very much.
This is KSRO.